And as we're all working ourselves up towards that wonderful weekend that is Du Bois Community Days, we're always excited to see the new faces and the new talent that comes here to our community. And this one, I think, is going to touch my heart particularly because you know I am a dog lover. So the Marvelous Mutts come into town, and we have on the line this morning from the Marvelous Mutts, Nadja Palenzuela. She is, she's one of the human counterparts to it. So good morning, Nadja. Give us a brief little overview of what the Marvelous Mutts do.
Good morning. Well, the dogs are definitely the stars of the show. So what we do is an agility, frisbee, and duck diving show. So it's three different dog sports in one action-packed, fun show, good for the entire family. These dogs are some of the greatest at the things that they do. Agility, as you may know, is an obstacle course for dogs. Frisbees, we've got some of the most spectacular frisbee dogs on the planet. And everybody's favorite, duck diving, where dogs come running into a pool of water. If the weather is as beautiful as it is right now, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I am so looking forward to this. How many dogs are you bringing?
We are bringing 11 dogs. There's about 8 to 10 dogs in each show. So you'll see different dogs being swapped in and out during the different shows. We're doing 2 shows on Friday night and 3 on Saturday.
And, I mean, is there a typical dog that does really, really well at these kind of tricks? Or are we going to see, a wide variety?
You're going to see a wide variety of dogs. We are bringing, some cattle dogs, cattle dog mixes, Malinois, a little terrier that you won't believe how far he can jump into the pool.
Really?
Just a really cool variety of dogs. All the dogs are rescued from shelters and through rescue groups all over the country. We're very committed to rescue. We hope that everybody will see what amazing things rescue dogs can do and maybe find their next new dog at their local shelter.
Oh, I love that so much. And that is so admirable to make sure that is always a part of it, is making sure that these dogs are rescues. Let me ask you this. Whenever I go home to, because we have pets at our house, whenever I go home to my dog who cannot do any of these tricks, unfortunately, what can I tell my poor little pup that can't do this to make him or her feel better?
You know, what's really important is that these dogs live in our homes the same way that yours does. And we snuggle up to them at night in the same way that you might do with your dog. So I think at the end of the day, what's important is that you spend time with your dog, whether it's training to do, you know, really cool things like we have our dogs do, or if you're just spending time, you know, sharing some popcorn on the couch or snuggling up in the morning with your cup of coffee. It's really just about loving what you do with the dogs.
Oh, so sweet. Nadja, I feel like probably your 2020 looked like a lot of our 2020s did, where I would imagine you as a performer had a little bit of a quiet year. How is it now that you're finally able to get back up in front of people again?
Yeah, it was a tough year for all of us in the entertainment industry. It was a tough year for our dogs, because they do love the crowd so much. And while they don't know the difference between performing somewhere else other than home, they really get a big kick out of being in front of a crowd. So it's great to be back on the road. We are so appreciative of everybody who is making community days happen in a safe and fun environment for everyone. And we just can't wait to be there and be back on the road again this year.
Oh, I am so excited for this. And, you know, as an animal lover, I can already sense this is going to be one of my favorite shows. Whenever I, or somebody else at Du Bois Community Days, inevitably watches this, this performance and thinks to themselves, maybe it's time to bring in another or maybe your first pet into your life. What can you tell me about that? And what are some tips before you might start that adoption process?
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this, because that is one of my favorite things to talk about. One of the things that, as always, we want to suggest that people work with local rescue groups or their local shelter, and to find the right pet for their lifestyle. So, for example, a lot of times people tell us, like, oh, I want a dog just like Diego, who's one of the dogs in the show. And it's like, well, unless you're home working with him all day long, he's really not that fun a dog to live with. If you have a 9-to-5 job and don't have a lot of time to train your dog, maybe you want a nice dog that's going to be a fabulous walking partner or a couch potato. What's important is to find the right dog to meet your lifestyle.
Yeah, that is so important. And I'm sure you'll talk more about that as you get to Du Bois Community Days and we get to show off the fantastic pups that you have there. So thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you. We can't wait to be there.
Oh, I'm so excited. And that is Nadia Palenzuela from the Marvelous Mutts, who will be here in our Du Bois area, Du Bois Community Days, Friday and Saturday.